This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. One dead, nearly 100 missing. The fear is that many of the missing may be found dead in the rubble of a 12-story condo building that collapsed in Surfside, Florida, near Miami. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
One person describes the scene as looking like a giant fractured dollhouse. One side of the 12-story building completely sheared away. Miami-Dade County Mayor Daniela Levine Cava says there's comfort. Just over 100 people have been rescued, but there are still dozens missing from the early Thursday morning collapse.
We are working around the clock to search and rescue people in this rubble.
A child was rescued without parents in sight. A woman's leg had to be amputated, but she and her child were freed. And other families just wait for news.
Ophie Osen-Cohen lives in the building. She told NBC's Today Show she heard a loud noise, smelled smoke, and tried to run for it.
When I opened the door to my apartment, it leads to a long hallway. And all I saw was debris, and the partial debris was covering the door next to us as well.
Rescuers say they haven't heard any voices in the rubble, but they have heard banging noises, giving them some hope there may be survivors in the debris. No word yet on what caused the building to collapse. Sentencing today for former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin, convicted of murder in George Floyd's death. Several experts have told us they think the judge will give him 20 to 25 years in prison. He's expected to appeal and still faces trial on federal civil rights charges. Former Vice President Mike Pence says the idea of overturning election results is un-American. He spoke at the Ronald Reagan Library last night, directly addressing those who blame him for President Trump's defeat to Joe Biden. This is AP News. Rudy Giuliani's New York law license has been suspended. Here's our Ed Donahue.
An attorney disciplinary committee asked an appeals court to suspend Giuliani's license on the grounds he'd violated professional conduct rules as he promoted theories that the 2020 election was stolen through fraud. Former President Donald Trump calls it a politically motivated witch hunt. Giuliani calls it a disgrace, saying on his radio show he defended an unpopular client, was threatened with death, a good deal of income was taken away, and he lost friends over it.
I am infuriated by all this.
Giuliani's son Andrew says it's all about politics.
This is going after one of President Trump's closest allies. That's exactly what this is. And any American that doesn't believe that, they are just biased.
Interim suspensions are often a precursor to disbarment. I'm Ed Donahue.
The economy grew at a solid 6.4% in the first 3 months of the year. Economists think this could be the strongest year in decades. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.